In the text is from the passage you previously read in your hearing this morning, 2 Timothy, 2nd chapter. I just want to read the third verse. Thou, therefore, endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Paul is writing to Timothy, the younger man. The last letter Paul wrote, shortly after this, he was beheaded. But he was writing to this younger man he called his son in the faith, told him to be strong and to endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Now, let me begin by saying to you that success in the Christian life requires that we have right views concerning the Christian life. But it requires something more than that. It requires that we do not have erroneous views of the Christian life. You say that's tautological, you're repeating yourself, but I'm not. It is necessary that we have right views. The views we hold are right views. It is necessary also that we do not allow any erroneous views to get in with our right ones. You see, a man may have 12 tenets in his Christian creed or his philosophy of the Christian life, which he thinks he draws from the Scriptures. He may divide them up into 12 tenets. He may say, I believe this, and this, and this, and 12 of them. And 10 of them may be right, and 2 of them wrong. So that he not only has right views concerning the Christian life, that is, he has 10 right views, but he has 2 erroneous views. And while I suppose that most of us have some erroneous notion somewhere about Christian life, which we hope not to correct by a constant reading of the Scriptures and meditating thereon. But I repeat that there are views of the Christian life held and taken by men which are erroneous, and because they're erroneous, they're very harmful. You know, an error can be deadly, or an error can simply be a mischief, something that doesn't harm you too much. If you have a bottle of something non-poisonous and a bottle of deadly poison in your cabinet, and you give the baby the wrong medicine, that error will cost the baby its life. On the other hand, it may be, as my mother once, she baked a cake, God bless her, and she flavored it. And afterward, the people that were there, company was there, and they tried and they nibbled on it, but they didn't do so well. And finally, somebody said to her, my mother was a